Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. The Score!
That show took a bunch of turns today, but thank you to those who were a part of it. Cody Westerland, Matt Bowen, Mike Golick, and Jason Leisure. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, and Connor O'Donnell. Here's Danny Parkins.
Yes.
Hello.
He's not vacationing, but he's not here. We expect to have him back soon.
Good.
I can't say much more than that, though I want to. But he's great. Love Spiegs. He'll be back soon. But, yeah, how you guys doing?
Well,
it was okay until the stuff crossed about how the Benetti and Stones contracts aren't done yet.
Don't.
Well.
Don't.
I was going to lead with it. So we can talk about it now if you want.
We don't have to if you want to lead with it.
No. It's fine. I would just say, Benetti's a good friend of mine. I have not talked to him today. I don't want to overstep on something like that. You know what I mean? Because I just don't want to be in a position where people think that I'm parroting his thoughts. So I've not talked to him since that story came out. I just think it's very Bush League. I think it's very Bush League.
I am optimistic a deal will be reached.
I'm sure it will.
I think
that's
it is unnecessary and unfortunate for it to have gone like this to this point.
Yeah,
especially considering what else is going on with, like, this is supposed to be like the easy, like, we should all be rejoicing, like the White Sox should be sending out a release. Hey, Jason Benetti, Steve Stone, going to be back in the booth. What was it, year six?
That's usually what a team under duress, that's where they run for cover. That's where they flee the storm for the shelter of the familiarity and joy in their broadcast teams.
You know would have been a good time to announce that?
Sox Fest.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll just put it like this. The White Sox don't employ anyone at any level who's better at their job than Jason Benetti is at his.
I think that that's fair.
And Stoney's amazing. And
he's the only person that's close.
Yeah, but even Stoney, and we know that he's confident and has an ego, and that's part of what makes him great. Stoney calls Benetti the Bob Costas of his generation.
Correct.
So I don't even think that Stoney would necessarily disagree with it. But like, Jason's a better broadcaster than Luis Robert is a center fielder. Jason's a better broadcaster than Liam Hendricks is a closer.
Than Dylan Cease is a pitcher.
Yeah.
Getting close, though, with Cease.
Cease is getting close. Cease is getting close. But I'll bet on Benetti for longevity.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
And for the upcoming season.
He's on one hand the best in our industry at doing this. He really is. I mean, Tirico, end of List.
Iron Eagle. I think Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. Harlan is great, and he's so excitable. He's not as versatile. He hasn't done as many different sports.
Agreed, but I do think that he's still at the top of the profession.
He's great.
Yeah, but this would be like asking Dylan Cease to also be a great basketball player and a terrific quarterback.
Yeah, he's like, right? He's so good at what he does and such a good ambassador of your product.
Like, he grew up in Flossmoor as a White Sox fan.
Right.
Doing games to tape.
And
it's storybook and you're messing with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be messed with. That is something that you should be celebrating.
It also...
You have probably, and I know that I haven't sampled all of them, probably the best local television broadcast in MLB.
I mean, everyone loves the Mets. Gary Cohn and Keith Hernandez.
They're great.
And they're great. They are Ron Darling. Yeah, and
Ron Darling.
And they are great, and they've been doing it longer. So I'll concede that one just on longevity. And I mean, they launched Kevin Burkhart to start him off their field reporter gig. I mean, that's a powerhouse broadcast team. But it's two, and it might also then just be the second best local broadcast in sports. Like, there's a, you know what I mean? If you factor in NBA and hockey and all of it, like, it's, they're incredible at what they do. Jason's incredible at what he does. And it should not be done through the media. That's Bush League. And if he was a free agent, he'd get 10 job offers tomorrow.
Yep. People would be firing broadcasters to hire him.
Yeah. If he wanted to do the local thing. Or he could just up his national slate and be a more valuable employee to Fox,
because
He'd have more availability, and they have a huge sports portfolio. So it is completely ridiculous.
All right, let's
it's completely ridiculous.
Let's play devil's advocate for a second. Is there any argument?
I know.
Is there any argument for the White Sox to say, well, is he really our broadcaster if he only does 140 games out of the season? 138 games out of the season.
Of course he is.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to figure out what argument are they making. Like, is, you know what I mean? Like, should we have someone who is going to miss as many games as Jason is going to miss? Now, I think
that's part of it.
I tend to think in the ways that, like, what we get from Mitch, where Mitch is like, go do TV.
Go playing the hits.
Go be, well, that too. Go be on Marquee. Like, because you know why? Because it looks better for the score when you're introduced as Danny Parkins, the afternoon show host of the score. Or when I'm writing in the Sun Times, at the bottom of it, it says, listen to Bernstein and Holmes every day, every Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. I feel like it elevates the White Sox.
Of course it does.
But,
of course it does.
But are we wrong? Like,
no.
Is it possible that we're wrong?
It's not possible. It's impossible. I appreciate devil's advocate. I do it all the time.
I mean, it's your whole thing.
It's my whole thing. I love it. Like, no, but like the thought exercise, right? Of like, you try to see it from the other perspective. But no, it's completely insane. It's completely insane. And by the way, he's not the voice. It would make sense, by the way, of like ESPN that gives Joe Buck $15 million a year to not be like, and you also can't call the World Series on Fox because you're the voice of ESPN.
Right. As soon as the White Sox want to shell out that kind of bread,
yeah,
then you can have exclusivity.
100%. It's not that kind of job.
I know that that's part of it, and I'll just repeat what I said before. More so, perhaps, than other individual controlling owners, Jerry Reinsdorf is very personally involved with broadcast decisions.
Yeah.
He always has been, and he watches a lot of the games, if not all of them. And he's got very strong opinions
on what a broadcaster should sound like.
He's got terrible taste if he doesn't like his booth.
I just, if I have to, I got to tell you, I mean, this brings up really I was mentioning before, when they let go of Jim Durham over little, petty, easily negotiated things, it wrecked me as a fan. I loved Jim Durham's work, and now as my friendship is involved, I can't even tell you. It's like 100 times the same feeling coming back, and now I'm not just the kid who is, you know, listening on the radio in his room and playing Nerf hoop. Like, this, Jason Benetti means a lot to me.
Yeah, me too.
He means a lot to me. His work means a lot to me, and he is just as special a guy as there is.
Yep.
And
B&B intern, right?
Yeah. And I want this to work out right for everyone.
I think that it will, but the issue, you're not as optimistic.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not optimistic. I don't care if it works out well for everybody.
Well, I only care
that Benetti gets what he wants.
No, yeah, I think that it will, but the problem is, and this is just another problem of White Sox-ness, it doesn't have to be like this.
Of course not.
I'm not, again, no insight into whether
it will or will not work out.
It should never be in question.
I'll trust Agress's reporting.
It should never be in question that you're walking into this season, unless Stoney is like, I'm tired and I'm not going to do this anymore. It shouldn't be in question that your Booth is coming back.
Of course.
It should never be in question with those two guys. They're the people that bring people into your party, because most of us are not going to the games. Most of us are consuming your product on television. They're the carnival barkers.
The ambassadors.
Correct. They're the ones who are bringing you in and saying, hang out with us for 3.5 hours.
It's a big ask.
Because even if the baseball game isn't good, we're going to be good.
Yeah.
And that happened multiple times last year, where the only thing that was keeping me watching White Sox games was my rage and those guys being able to talk me down off of my rage.
We've seen some stuff.
Yeah, we have.
It's true.
Yeah, I hope it works out.
Going to walk him on 1 and 2? Yep.
Yep. Yep. On 1 and 2?
Yep. Yeah. If he's not appreciated internally like he's appreciated externally, and again, no inside information on this, but just thinking it through how we like to think it through.
I mean, we all have inside information on it, but you mean specifically talking with Benetti today.
Yeah.
We all know stuff that's happened.
No. For sure. I'm saying... So yeah, fine. Forget that caveat for a second.
As it pertains to this report.
Yeah, but even removing that, just think about the stories of White Sox fandom the last 2+ years and the number of people who like did leave or said they were going to leave but then probably didn't. I actually do think that if that happened, if he left and it came out that it was in a contract dispute, I actually think it would be worse than hiring Tony La Russa. I think it would be the least popular White Sox action that has happened since I've been hosting in Chicago.
I think it would be, it's a run for it. I think that there would be a lot of people where it would be the last straw, where everything else that's happened, including the last 2 seasons of Tony La Russa, and look, think about what we've been talking about this week. A player being like, nah, I'm not DHing, even though everyone knows it's the best thing for them to do. And this Mike Clevenger situation. You add this on top of that. And then all of the stuff that White Sox fans have endured where the team hasn't been built correctly. And Jose Abreu's not here anymore. And he's not here anymore because you didn't build the team correctly. You take all of that stuff into account. And then you go... And they're not doing right by Jason? Like, for real? I'm out. That's what I think, how people are going to react to it.
Yeah, and again, I hope it doesn't happen. I am
more confident than not that something will get done. But then again, I don't know why I have that confidence.
Well, it also just the fact that it's that it already got to this point is bizarre and unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sign of a horrible organization.
So here's hoping that things get better. And like I was telling Dan, just one time, I'd like to be able to come in here, do a show where we do a segment, maybe two segments. And it's like, hey, man, things with the White Sox are going great.
Andrew Benintendi didn't do that for you?
No, dude. it's a fine move. There's nothing wrong with that move.
Yeah,
I was mostly kidding.
A representative major league left fielder.
Yeah, it's fine.
Biggest contract in franchise history.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the one before that?
Grandal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, relative to context, it would still be Albert Bell, right? I mean, we talk about...
But that was the biggest contract.
Total money guaranteed to a baseball player.
And then you look at some of the other biggest contracts for other franchises and you go, huh, that's interesting. How much money did Dansby Swanson get? Huh. How about that? How about Carlos Correa? With the Twins?
Right, I hope we didn't steal your first couple of segments.
With the Minnesota Twins? It's okay.
The Minnesota Twins?
I'm not going to be like, listen in 13 minutes.
Money that... Like $200 million of money? The Twins? The Twins? Mm-hmm. The weird-ass Minnesota Twins got money like that? Okay.
I was going to do it to lead, and it was just going to put any heat that came back on me solo. So now it's shouldered. But I was gonna
happy to help.
Hey, no, I was just going to lead with it and just say he's better at his job than anyone that they employ is at theirs.
Where did Twins get that money from?
Yeah. Oh, they have the money.
And they spent it.
Some of it. Yeah. Aggression for Ryan Poles and the opportunity that's in front of him. We'll talk about that. Joel Corey is great. He's going to join at 3:00, salary cap expert.
Oh.
I want him to lay out exactly what Ryan Poles has to spend this year. Because it's
minimum floor spending.
Yes, yeah, that's a great idea.
You know what I mean? I think it'll help inform what's the number
and what's possible.
And what's possible? How much can be rolled over? Does it matter if it's contract extension versus contract signing? Is it about bonuses? Like, just kind of like give us the full financial primer of the offseason.
Signing bonus versus roster bonus.
Exactly. Okay. So we're gonna 3:00, it'll be in the weeds, but it should set us up for the next 3 months of Bears conversation financially. And then wants that for two segments at 4:00.
Where's Spinks?
He's gonna ask. Yep. He's gonna ask. He's asking all the right questions.
Where's Spinks?
Yeah.
Mango?
Yeah. We got some booze for him.
Oh, what kind?
I think we doing old fashions today.
Yeah, we're doing old fashions with Buffalo Trace. Layla got us like this old fashioned Demerara syrup mix that we're going to try today from Foxtrot.
Excited.
Are you doing like a big ice cube or multiple?
I don't have any here, so just the little ones, unfortunately.
All right, no worries.
You don't have whiskey rocks?
Huh?
You don't have whiskey rocks?
No, I didn't.
Not in the work fridge.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the fridge is basically all booze and Tanny's lunch every day.
It's not booze, it's Coors Light.
Right now. Yeah, it's true. Yes. Yeah, it's water with 3% alcohol. Yeah. It's true.
Call me old fashioned.
That's today. So that's the show.
Have fun.
Thank you. Gentlemen, Tanny's Open kicks us off. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test?
Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.